episode 2620, Are You Trying to Fit In with God?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is a brand new day. And did you spring forward? Oh, yes. I know. You're probably all confused. What time is it? Where am I? Which clock did I not set back? Well, you'll know when you're late tomorrow. Take a deep breath, though. Today is about your relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you trying to fit in with God? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. So let me ask you again, are you trying to fit in with God? Because what you do, how you look, and who you are does not matter. God loves you just the way you are. Yet, even saying that seems strange, right? I mean, come on, let's be real. We scratch our heads and we're thinking we have to be everything in order for God to accept us. How can God love us with so many flaws? It just seems impossible. However, that is so far from the truth. Romans 4, verse 25 says this, "The sacrificed Jesus made us fit for God, set us right with God." Another translation says this, "He was handed over," meaning Jesus Christ, "was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God." So why are you trying to fit in with God? What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to make right, yourself or God? Maybe you're feeling less than or not good enough. Maybe you're expecting too much from yourself due to past failures. Maybe you're consciously trying to overcompensate for what you feel you lack. What is it for you? What's kind of been nagging at you later? Maybe you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what happened to who I see, but it's not who I was 2 years ago. I hear that from so many people. Almost as if they're ashamed of the reflection. And it's not just about the weight. Yes, it plays a part in it, but they just feel like there's something lacking. I should be better. I should be in a different place. You don't have to do anything to become fit for God or even to fit in with God. Jesus already did that work on the cross. But what you do need is to surrender yourself to him. Give God your needs and your wants. Don't make God fit in your box because he created the box. You get to become who God is creating you to be. So as you go about your way every day, create your now with God. Keep in step with what he has in store for you. Don't look back except to see with heavenly eyes. Leave judgment to God and forgive from the heart. Life is too short to not reach for the heavens. Dream those God-sized dreams and embrace the journey along the way. God has so much to give. So ready yourself to receive. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.